Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and to put in some other odd things I call Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I have a wombat ready for today's show, so be prepared. We're going to start off with a little old-fashioned karma. Karma, one interpretation is that what you sow, ye shall reap. Another way of putting it is that it's a just world we live in, and that sometimes if you do bad things, you're going to pay a price in the future. I don't think that's always true, but karma does sometimes happen. And a lot of us kind of hope it will, at least to some people. This is Willie Nelson, a little old-fashioned karma.
It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Just a little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down, coming down. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down, coming down. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
That was A Little Old-Fashioned Karma by Willie Nelson. Next up is what I think of as a classic. This is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie Nicks just wraps this song around my brain. Something in her voice. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Dreams.
Just heard Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And next up is You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins. You know, there are so many songs about love, but if you can get a good tune and say something honest and true, you have a good song. That's what Phil Collins does here. You Can't Hurry Love.
So game of give and take, you can't hurry love. No, you
That was You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins. Now it's gospel time. This is the Petersons with a song I heard about a year ago, and it just grabbed me at the moment I heard it and been with me ever since. All glory be to Christ. Wonderful harmony, wonderful words, wonderful melody. All glory be to Christ by the Petersons.
Should nothing of our efforts stand, no legacy survive, unless the Lord does raise the house, in vain its builders strive. To you who boast tomorrow's gain, tell me, what is your life? A mist that vanishes with the dawn, all glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ. His will be done, His kingdom come, on earth as is above. Himself our daily bread, praise Him, the Lord of love. Let living water satisfy the thirsty without price. We'll take a cup of kindness yet, all glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ. When on the day the great I am, the faithful and the true, the Lamb who was for sinners slain is making all things new. Behold, our God shall live with us and be our steadfast light, and we shall e'er His people be. All glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ.
All those years of piano lessons finally being used. You're welcome, Mom.
That was All Glory Be to Christ by the Petersons. And I love leaving that little part in at the end where she sings to her mother. And next up, this is Natalie Merchant. And she can really get some rhythm going in her songs. This is Soldier, Soldier. We played a song by Harry Belafonte doing this song a few weeks ago, but this is a very different version of Soldier, Soldier. Natalie Merchant.
Yeah.
That was Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant. Next up is Clawhammer Banjo. I'm a banjo player. I love the sound of the banjo. This is Phoebe Sanders. She's got just a nice, clean style. This is basic Clawhammer Banjo. She's doing Angeline the Baker, well-known fiddle and banjo tune. I love telling people, I once went to a week-long camp. I took a fiddle lesson, and a beginner's fiddle, you know, an Appalachian fiddle and stuff. We played Angeline the Baker every day for the entire week. We practiced the same song, and then the five or six of us who were in the class all performed at the campus concert and played this song. And it's a fairly simple song. I think I know it better than any other song in my life. It's just sort of drilled into my head. Angeline the Baker. Next up is a song with a long title. I've been a long time leaving, but I'll be a long time gone. I've played several versions of this in recent weeks. Last week I played Jose Feliciano, but this is Roger Miller, and Roger Miller wrote this song and made it popular. So here's the originator putting his heart into, "I've been a long time leaving, but I'll be a long time gone."
I've been a fool, I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time in leaving, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. Loved you so much, loved you so much. I stayed around when I should've moved along. I've been a long time in leaving, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. I say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here come a big old semi my way. I stick up my thumb, hear the truck come, but the truck goes by and he look like he's flying and whoops the big legs on my Levi's. I've been a fool, I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. I say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here come a big old semi my way. I stick up my thumb, hear the truck come, but the truck goes by and he look like he's flying. He's whooping the big legs on my Levi's. They go, whoop, 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 whoop. I've been a fool. I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving, yet, but I'll be a long time gone. Gone, 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 gone.
That was Roger Miller with his song, "I've Been a Long Time Leaving, But I'll Be a Long Time Gone." Next up is Lucy Simpson. Lucy Simpson sings gospel, and this is one of her songs she sings a lot. Oh, He's Taken My Feet. I was a student of Lucy Simpson. She's one of my mentors. She inspired me. One of the cleanest, simplest voices for singing gospel I ever heard, and a wonderful song leader. I went to I don't know how many workshops that Lucy led. So here is "Oh, He's Taken My Feet" by Lucy Simpson.
Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages.
Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages.
I'll praise Him while He gives me breath. I hope to praise Him after death.
Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages.
And I will praise Him when I die, shout salvation as I fly.
Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages.
And I will tell to sinners round what a dear Savior I have found.
Oh, he's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and he's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, he's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and he's placed them on the rock of ages.
You just heard Lucy Simpson singing, Oh, He's Taken My Feet. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University. Now, the Saturday afternoons at 1 doesn't happen if there's a football game, and there are a lot of football games coming up this fall at Emory and Henry. So when they're playing, the radio show, probably my show, won't be heard because you'll be hearing a football game. So be prepared for that. And every time I have the show, I usually put on something which I call a wombat. And a wombat is just an odd thing, a reading, a story, a joke, maybe something I've recorded. And today we have a wombat. I'm going to read you something from Alice in Wonderland, that time. This is The Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll. The Walrus and the Carpenter is a narrative poem by Lewis Carroll that appeared in his book Through the Looking Glass, published in December 1871. The poem is recited in Chapter 4 by Tweedledum and Tweedledee to Alice. The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd because it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done. It's very rude of him, she said, to come and spoil the fun. The sea was wet as wet could be. The sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead. There were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand. If 7 maids with 7 mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose, the walrus said, that they could get it clear? Oh, I doubt it, said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear. Oh, oysters, come and walk with us, the walrus did beseech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than 4 to give a hand to each. The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed. But 4 young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd because, you know, they hadn't any feet. 4 other oysters followed them, and yet another 4. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the frothy ways and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock conveniently low. And all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cried. before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath, and all of us are fat.
No hurry, said the carpenter.
They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides, are very good indeed. Now, if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed.
But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue.
After such kindness, thought would be a dismal thing to do. The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are so very nice. The carpenter said nothing but,
cut us another slice. I wish you were not quite so deaf. I've had to ask you twice.
It seems a shame, the walrus said, to play them such a trick, after we brought them out so far and made them trot so quick. The carpenter said nothing but,
the butter's spread too thick.
I weep for you, the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears, he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes.
Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again?
But answers came there none. And this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten every one. That was The Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll. Read for you by Harry Baya. The next song is A Whiter Shade of Pale by Annie Lennox. She was not the original person who made this song a big hit, but she got it years later, and with her voice, she does magic with it again, just like the first time. This is A Whiter Shade of Pale by Annie Lennox.
Thank you. of 16 Basil virgins who were leaving for the coast. Just ghostly.
That was Annie Lennox singing A Whiter Shade of Pale. Next up is Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp. And to sing a song like this, you've got to have some kind of magic going for you. And John Mellencamp channels that magic so well. He grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, a college town, and he was sort of on the dark side of the tracks a little bit, hung out with a bunch of guys, and his whole stories of his youth, Cherry Bomb was from one of those times. They used to go around pulling pranks and things. Great music, Cherry Bomb.
Dancing.
was Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp. Little change of pace coming up. I don't play much classical music on this show. I don't listen to much either, but I do like some. I like Johann Sebastian Bach. And when I was in college, there was a piano where I lived, and a friend of mine showed me how to read music. And I found the music for this well-tempered clavier, this particular prelude in C minor, and tried to learn it. I think I got about 2 or 3 minutes in. It took me weeks. But that part stayed with me, so I love to hear this. I can hear the first part and think, I can play that. This is the well-tempered clavier prelude in C major by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Lang Lang. That was Prelude in C Minor from Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Lang Lang. Next up is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on discuss. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
That was 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. And the last song on the show today is by Merle Haggard, I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall. I think it just seems that way. I think that you fall a lot of times, but when you're on a mountain and you fall, you really notice those falls and you don't forget them. I fall.
Most of my life I've almost been a winner. I've come so close, but never really won. Just when I thought I'd finally made, I find myself back where I started from. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain. Then you came along and had me believing. For once in my life, my luck finally changed. And now you say you're gonna leave. Seems everything I do winds up the same. And I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm all.
I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall by Merle Haggard. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, on WEHC at Emory Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. And now it's time to end the show. It's audience participation time. That's where I ask you to join me. Join me in celebrating. Ready? Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all.